Many of the voters waiting in line at the embassy appeared excited to be taking part in the presidential election. Voter Thomas Okongo praised the Kenyan government for enabling Kenyans to vote in South Sudan.
We are happy and we feel we are part and parcel of Kenya. Yeah. So we are very happy with the government of Kenya for the extension, so that we also exercise our democratic right.
Kenyans living outside the country were not allowed to vote in the contested 2013 presidential election. Voter Lilian Nyambura calls today a historic moment.
We are happy that we've been given the chance, even in the diaspora, and we are happy even for South Sudan to allow us to be able to vote in this country. We are happy. The process in Juba is quite organized. There are no concerns for me because they are organized. You look for your name in the register and you provide your ID and your voting card and then you go ahead and vote.
Voter Obeid Akech said he too was excited to participate in this election.
It was very nice, a good experience, something new for us. People have come and open, jovial. I think we did our best.
Here's what a few more voters had to say this morning at the Kenyan embassy in Juba.
I'm Timothy Barasa. The process was fantastic. We wake up very early in the morning to exercise our rights. Because we wake up early, the polling station open at 6, exactly at 6 a.m. We're on the line, we voted.
My name is Melvin Kevali. Yeah, I feel excited being my first time to vote and being the first time to vote in diaspora in Juba. And I voted well.
Gladys Mwangi, the presiding officer at the Kenyan embassy, says there are two polling stations at the Kenyan embassy in Juba. The polling station at the Kenyan embassy opened at 6 a.m. local time. By 10 o'clock, more than 100 Kenyans living and working in South Sudan had cast their ballot. 977 Kenyans were expected to cast their vote in South Sudan, according to Kenyan officials. Voting was conducted through the Kenyan Integrated Electoral Management System, after which the results will be transmitted to Kenya. The top two candidates, according to the latest polls, are former Prime Minister Raila Odinga and Deputy President William Ruto, as term-limited President Uhuru Kenyatta makes way for a new leader. The other candidates, David Maure and George Wajakoya. The disagreement over election results in 2007 sparked weeks of unrest. An estimated 1,200 people were killed. Another 600,000 others were forced to flee their homes. Many of these voting in Juba said it is important to accept whoever is declared the winner.
The message I can ask Kenyans, you vote, go home. Leave the rest to the IBC people to do what is right to all Kenyans.
Whatever the outcome is, and let us embrace it. Whoever is going to be the president is going to be the president for all of us. Let people maintain peace and let us be a brother's keeper. Let nobody harm any other person. So let people vote and go home. We wait for the results. And whatever the outcome is, even if it does not favor you.
We have the winner, we have the loser. This election is like football. We have the winner, we have the loser. Not everyone can win. Outcome, we take it.
The polls were open for 11 hours and closed at 5 p.m. local time. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.